You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
So we do have Who Arted with Amy Ralphini this morning, and she is going to be chatting with painter Paris Kirby. So I'll let them take it away. Good morning to you both.
Hey, Hannah. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too. Hannah. Nice to meet you, Paris.
Thanks for having me.
You guys actually match today.
Yeah, we do.
A little
do.
Bit.
We've pink-ish. Got kind of, we're thinking pink today. Yeah.
Okay, so Paris is in today to talk about her upcoming show Sanctuary and her latest tribute, loving tribute, to the natural world. Paris's practice predominantly examines New Zealand native bush with a focus on its immersive dramatic and spiritual qualities. Her research draws inspiration from time spent amongst the bush and across the country, recreating her experience and devotion to the subject through both large and small scale, highly detailed paintings, such says Madeline Morton in 2017. She's a great writer. I really like her, the way she writes about your work. So this is your debut solo show at Sanderson Contemporary.
Yes.
Last time you were doing a group show, which was your first one with them, the last one you did?
Yes.
I remember going in on the Saturday and you were parked on the floor of the gallery inviting people to join you in painting, and I've always thought this is a recipe for disaster, and I was looking around at what everyone else was doing and going, yeah, this is interesting. You're very patient, Paris. How did that turn out?
I've always been a socially and community conscious person, and I do work across the city in a lot of like community engaged events and things, so I don't know, I've always been trying to figure out a way to bring people into my practice and sort of let them kind of have a turn at the process,
yeah.
And it gives them new insight into the paintings themselves, so yeah, it turned out pretty well. It was quite
as
a nice day.
Experience, it turned out well. I'm so curious to see the final work, but I won't make you say what it looks like. I can only imagine. So your work dances with nature and ecology, promoting the natural environment, often communicating a greater message. You're so passionate about our beautiful native forest, in particular our darling, beloved kauri tree. This latest series are from specific sites of New Zealand native bush. What's the story behind this? And what's the story behind your last, tell us more about the
Yeah,
work.
So I, towards the end of last year, I decided I'm going to commit 100% to my art practice, and I went off to the South Island and spent 2 months travelling around and hiking and writing poetry and drawing and all of that, and fully immersed in New Zealand native bush and our land, because I've been wanting to get to know it more. The title of the show is called Sanctuary because when I go out into the bush, my experience is this is a sanctuary. This is my sanctuary. It's a safe place. It's an escape from the urban world and from work and from life. And so I wanted to create in my art an experience of sanctuary and escape from life in the urban space.
So the site-specific artworks, are they any particular works trying to, you went to Dunedin for a little while. How long were you in Dunedin for?
I was only there for about 3 weeks,
I remember trying to get you to Auckland, actually, during that time.
Stunning down there. If you haven't been to the South Island, I highly recommend it.
Have you been?
Stunning.
Of course you have.
Yeah. I haven't been down to Dunedin, though. It's a place I want to go.
It's amazing if you're familiar with regionalistic New Zealand painting, especially from probably the entire 19th century. You just are walking along, as soon as you go 5 minutes out of the city, you're walking along and you'll see a gap between two buildings, and it's like, oh my God, it's like, there's a painting, everywhere you look. It's like, and then you go into a shop and all the items, it's like New Zealand in a little nutshell. It's amazing. But it's past New Zealand. It's like frozen in time. It's really weird. Anyway, so your latest works, are any site specific to a particular site that you're trying to bring focus or attention to?
Yeah, they're all site specific, and quite often that's reflected in the title of the work. Most of the time it is reflected in the title of the work. And I think with every painting comes a story, and I like to, quite often when I've spent time in the bush in that particular location, I get to know the land, I get to know the history, I get to know the people working in that place. And so yeah, every painting reflects a place and a story, and yeah, there's a lot to be said with each work.
So is there, so with your process of how you work is almost like mapping, it's almost like the growth of a plant in itself, and that you map out the work's DNA, which is similar to most people's process, I suppose, but I really like the analogy with your work. And then there's a long process of diligent application where you bring the work to life through colour and then light and opalescent kind of finishings, etc. Can you tell us about the process of these latest, well, of one work in particular that's in this latest show, and you know, your favourite one, if you have, if you play favourites, your masterpiece, and what does it look like? Why do you love it? What do you hope to achieve there? You know, tell us about the process.
Thank you, Amy. That's such lovely words about my work. Thank you.
You know, I love your work.
So, I would say that my process is definitely a spiritual practice of mine, and I mean, when I think about when I think about nature and trees and plants and the land and all of these other living beings within our ecosystem, they're alive, you know, and the pace in which they live is such a huge inspiration to me. In our human world, we live at such a fast pace, and we're running around, and I don't know, it's so anxiety inducing most of the time to be rushing around and be so fast paced. So when I'm in the bush, I really take inspiration from the pace in which the plants grow, and the life and death and all of that beautiful chaos that's happening, to which I reflect in my process and in my work back in the studio. I like to slow my pace down and really dive into this engaged, concentrated practice.
Do you get you have someone usually help, because they're quite big paintings, aren't they?
It would, I don't know, I used to think it would be nice to paint them all by myself, but I do have assistants, which is really lovely, because like I said earlier, I'm a really socially conscious person, and I like working with people. I don't really like being alone.
I want to do one next time with you, obviously. I'll take over.
I want to bring more people into my practice, though, more people making art, more people, you know, engaging in this practice.
So. People that are experienced, or just anyone that really loves to paint?
It depends on the project, really. Yeah. Like, it depends on, could be either.
Do you find, I'll let you know, Han, when there's the next opportunity to get in there. Maybe we go in and like subliminally write our names on little patches of leaf.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Oh, that's dangerous. You also, do you paint plein air anymore? Do you go in and do sketches? I've got a beautiful early kind of Paris work that is, I'm so proud of it. I got in there and got one early. Shouldn't brag on Rainier.
Thank you.
But do you ever paint on, I've seen some of your sort of on-site pieces, and I really love them as well. They're very similar in that the patterning is very similar. And for people that aren't familiar with Paris's work, it's like the dappling of light in different colour on the surface, similar to the bark of a kauri tree. Do you do that anymore? Go and paint live to air?
I would like to more, but the scale of my work is so large now that it
is impossible.
All
right, well, I'm really looking forward to going and checking this out. So the opening is,
it's going to be on Tuesday the 8th of August at 5:30 p.m. And it's happening at Sanderson Contemporary Gallery, and it sounds really, really fascinating. So
I'd love you to join me.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. So it's sanderson.co.nz for more info on the show. Or otherwise, if you want to check out more of Paris's work, it's pariskirby.com.
Thank you. Thank
I know your much. Website off by heart.
Thank you so much for coming in, Amy, and also Paris. Lovely to meet you.
Likewise.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.